Hello everybody, this is Abdel Noor. Today we got a story for you folks. Guess what? It's about release management function with GitOps. It's about converting the manual operations of a release management team into a software operators. 2 years ago, the story started by joining a release management team where the team served more than 700 members in other technology department, including development, QA, and operation teams. By joining that team, my career has been shifted from pure software development to release management and release engineering. I still remember the first week when I asked the team how many Git repository the release management team has for release management operation. So we'll see today how I brought the software development best practices for the sake of release management and release management operations and daily operations. Anyway, my name is Abdel Noor. You may meet me before in GitHub, Stack Overflow, LinkedIn, as I am an active guy in these sites as open source software engineer. I was lucky as I started my career as software developer, moved to cloud engineering, then release engineering and reliability engineering. I am also a teacher on Udemy. I have some course about DevOps and reliability engineering. I am holding also many performance-based certification like Kubernetes, Red Hat Architect, AWS Architect, and others. I hate slides, so I am whiteboarding. Okay, let's move on now to the, basically, this is our agenda today. We will see what is GitOps, why GitOps, so we have common background before starting. Then we will move what is release management and what is the release management team challenges. Then we move on to the solution that we proposed for scaling the release management. Then we will see the GitOps and action in action, or let's say the solution implementation. And finally, we will conclude with what is the next in GitOps. So starting right away, what is GitOps and why GitOps? So basically, XYZ ops mean that operate with XYZ. So this is not a common formula, but this work with GitOps. So GitOps mean operate with Git. Not simple than that. And it means GitOps, it means that you will change your way of operating things. Even if you have a good level of automation, you will need GitOps to organize this automation. GitOps is about shipping your operation into software. So how to do that? This is what we will explain today with the release management use case. But the idea here, if your operation is codified and your operation becomes software, you will be able to apply all software best practices on your code, including reusability, clean code, testing, so on. And this is why GitOps. So you will benefit from version control because your operation converted to code and the code can be versioned using Git. You will get also a tough history and integrity. You will also leverage the peer review because it become code. So you are using branching model and your branch, you will merge the branch and you will ask for someone for review. So here you can also get some review from your team and you can mitigate the risk of changing. And you can revert back, roll back. So because everything in the history for sure, you can go also with more confidence because it is code. So you can write your unit test, your structure test, maybe for container images or for VM images. We'll see that. And finally, you will preserving the intellectual property of your enterprise. Why? Because if someone left, the intellectual property is preserved as code. So now move on, what is the goal of GitOps before talking about the release management team and their challenge? So why, what is the exact goal of GitOps? And here, we all know the common story between dev and ops, where development team wants to release new feature frequently, while ops team tell them that you are impulsive guys and you have to slow down because systems need to be stable. So GitOps comes to solve a big problem in operations, which is keeping system stable, yes, but also having the ability to change frequently. So that's why the ops team will be promoted from ops to GitOps. And here there is a culture change. And there is here a mindset change where the operation need to think like developer and need to treat and to convert the operation to code and need to go with the same flow of software development lifecycle or SDLC. So that's why with that, once the ops team become GitOps team, that time the goal of GitOps it will be happen and will be effective, which is the reliability of system. So reliability doesn't mean that you will not change, but you can frequently change while relying on something that cannot lie, which is code. All right, so move on now to what is release management in other hand. And after that, we will merge together and we will see how it works. So release management in general is the, you know, this is release management is the process of managing, planning the release, and the release is communicate code change to production. Yeah, so I have here code built by a developer. So basically, you have here the build generated by software development team. Then the release management is about building the software, compiling the code, then going until production through some quality gates and others. And here you may have some scheduling, some planning, because for example, some dependency need to be checked, okay? So you cannot go to production. Maybe you are releasing a new feature and this feature needs training for your customer. So you stop here and you need also to schedule for this release, all right? So this is basically what is release management. And now move on, what is the challenge of our release management team? So the first challenge is that release management team doesn't do only release management, which is process and planning, but also it is about release engineering. So we are also involved in the CI/CD pipelines, the technology of this release management. So basically, this is release engineering for release management. So this challenge already makes the scope of the team mission wider. Another dimension of challenge that we have also, the build environment size. Imagine that the build environment include more than 700 build plan, more than 20 technology to build the environment, like for example, any package manager, as you know, maybe Go, maybe Maven, maybe others. And this technology has different version, up to 90 version. And this is basically the size of our build environment. Now, another dimension of the challenge, guess what? It's not only about build environment, installation and configuration. Yes, this is the responsibility of the release management team, but also in the release management team, we need and we are responsible to maintain the underlying on-prem infrastructure, not from hardware perspective, even not from virtualization perspective, but from maintaining the OS libraries, clusters, and installing the cluster, maintaining the cluster, installing application on top of the cluster. This is the second layer. And this is how it works. So basically we maintain the whole stack. Then to make the build environment more effective, the environment need to be integrated with other tools, part of the delivery chain, which is VS tool or what we call also value stream tool chain. So these tools like, for example, PaaS, API management, ALM tools, ITSM tools. So the build environment and the pipeline environment need to be integrated with these tools to be more effective. Now that we have this ready, we had to roll out and make this ICD tool available to projects, to the business, to more than 100 projects, right? And in order to scale, we enable teams, the delivery team, to do this pipeline by themselves. They just need to use our pipeline system as a service. But we cannot scale like that. So we also think about providing the team reusable assets. That's why we provided a pipeline library. And this is also under our responsibility. So the pipeline library give a lot of features for the team. Like for example, some ready function building blocks to call this stage, build the stage, deploy stage, maybe also stress test, just one function with some parameter that the development team or the delivery team can use it right away. But you know what? This is not only the mission. We are providing also some reusable assets that called by the pipeline. So this series of assets is very critical. So the pipeline written by the team will be code, and this code need to be maintained again. And this code can be huge code because, you know, the automation maybe need a lot of scripting. So we are also here providing and suggestion before that some tools, some technology to automate things in the clean way. So for example, we use, for example, Helmet Chart, maybe we use, for example, Ansible role. So we are also responsible to providing this reusable assets that called by the pipeline and mitigate the code of the pipeline and make the code more elegant and clean. So imagine this is the scope and this is the challenge faced by release management team. So if you think like where we classify this team, for sure, basically and initially, this team should be classified as ops team. So we are operating all these layers. And, you know, to overcome all these challenges and to scale quickly, we realized that the manual operation will not work, or even the non-organized automation will not help us to scale. Non-organized automation, like one of guy has some script, the other guy has PowerShell script, the other guy has Bash script, you know. So this also will not scale. So alternatively, we thought about adopting GitOps for release management operation. And the solution now is not only adopting GitOps, because GitOps is very clear. So you put your code in Git and you will leverage all lifecycle of the software. You have pull request, merge, CI/CD, then you deploy it, okay? However, now our solution is about what? Is about what is the prerequisites to codify each layer of our work. This is the challenge, this is the solution come from there. And the idea is now we are asking, what is the kind of operation? Is it, for example, cluster maintenance? It is, for example, built environment readiness? It is pipeline library? So based and depends on the operation, the kind of the operation, we ask some question. Can be codified, first of all? Is it ready to be code? And to answer this question, we analyze each kind of operation by checking this criteria. Is there a developer framework for that? Is there a test framework for that? Is there a package manager for that? And once we found this, and when we found generally that the 12 factor can be applied, that time, all right, so that time we can go immediately and we are ready to put it, you know, as code. This is the idea of our solution and how GitOps work with release management. Now, I will show you how this work with all our layers. So this is what we saw together in previous slide, that we are operating and we are maintaining all these layers. And this is our maybe daily work, all right? So now this is GitOps in action. This is how it works. So we, for example, for the cluster installation, to codify it and to work with GitOps, we have playbooks in Git repository, and this playbook will present the operation of the cluster. Then, for example, the other, we have also Helm releases, another repository for Helm releases. We have mini repository, Helm chart repository for each chart, and this repository are used to install the application on top of the cluster, to make the build environment up and running, and also to integrate with some tools, all right? And we have also another repository for the build environment, because, you know, the build environment need to build a software. And building the software require a builder image in the containerized environment. So we need to create images. And we can create image by simple Docker file, but this Docker file will be missed out. We will end up with mess of Docker file. So here also we have software which deliver images based on code, on Docker file and other things, okay? And we have also, for the integration specifically, we have some also software that integrate, for example, pipeline service with artifact service, or maybe integrate the pipeline service with the secret service, so on and so forth. And for each software is delivered as code. And we have also pipeline library that is here to present the pipeline library and templates, but it's also used to integrate with the tool. So it has some function that integrate with the tool, like call API and others. And also it impacts the build environment. So you can, for example, if someone from this team use this library, he can pass the parameter that he needs, for example, more memory and CPU for this, for his agent, by just simple code, you know. And this library should here create and the build environment and run it in a dynamic way. So the pipeline library presents that layer, but it impacts many other layers. And we have, for example, for this reusable assets, we are providing some helmet charts, Ansible role, and maybe Terraform modules. So this is the idea. This is the kind of the chart. So this is helmet charts for the cluster, maybe for the application. But this helmet chart will be used by the pipeline. So helmet chart for application X, helmet chart for environment Y. And finally, we have the pipeline as code, which is the interface between us and the teams. So the team that doesn't need to deal with the tool, they just need to deal with the service through the interface. Basically, this is GitOps in action. Now, I will show you also two examples how it works in the end-to-end workflow. So let's move on to this example. So let's say we have, as a release management team, they have a new task, which is optimize builds of technology X. Optimize builds mean that this build takes a lot of time. Maybe we need some cache the dependency, you know, cache maybe some application dependency. So the subsequent build will finish quickly. So maybe after analyzing this task maybe require many things. Maybe require to create a persistent volume claim, which is the volume where we will cache. So that time we will have what? We will have to maintain our helmet chart. Maybe we need another helmet chart for persistent volume claim, or we need to update the helmet chart to support a new cache. All right. We also need to apply this helmet chart using the helm release repository. All right. So before that, before even this, so the helmet chart will go through the pipeline, the build can start. Maybe there is some linting, some test, quality data passed, deployed, and the helmet chart is available on the Artifactory or the Artifact system. Now the helm release here will use the helmet chart here, and we will update the helm release with a new volume that will be created. So it will use the last version of the helmet chart and the build start, you know, and start the until what? Until deploying to the cluster. And the persistent volume claim or the volume is ready now in the cluster. So we can move on and apply to the pipeline library. So the pipeline library support a function to like feature toggle. I want this feature or not. So for example, Maven cache true, which means that the pipeline library will take this Boolean and will create the cache or will attach the cache or the volume to the agent of the build. And the pipeline library also has its own pipeline. And we have, by the way, here tests, unit tests for this library, and the library will be deployed and will be available again in Git as tag, you know. And once it is available, the team here can use it for their pipeline. So this is the pipeline service, this is the application. Basically, this is the business, all right? So this is the business. So all this work here happen will be used immediately here. The pipeline library already inherited by the team, used by the team, imported by the team. So once we change it here, once we release it here, it will be used immediately. This is one example of operation with Git or GitOps for release management. Another example, and we finish by this example, which is if we have incident, and let's say we have postmortem where we have the incident retrospective and we found the root cause of the issue. By the way, this happened also. And after that, we found that the application, we have one of the release management application is crashing, is restarting frequently. So we need to fix it, okay? So now with GitOps, you can see that the incident fall or the incident remediation fall into a code. So we'll have issue created in the issue management system again. So we'll have issue created in the issue management system again. So we create the issue, task or story or something like this. So here maybe hotfix, okay? So this is hot fix, all right? And now we have to fix the frequent crash of the service X. So after some analyze, we realize that the application is crashing because other application throttle this application because we didn't specify a limit for memory and CPU. So we need to, as fix, we need to review all application running on this cluster, all right? And that time we need to specify here in the Helm releases, we will need to specify the CPU and memory for each and the limit for each application. And we will deploy, all application will be updated and the application will be up and running on top of the cluster with the new configuration, which is limits for memory and CPU. And that time the application or the fix is released and we fix this crash. So this is how it works. This is the map of the delivery. Not only the business have the pipeline, but also the release management team has his own pipeline because he was able to codify his thing and to bring his operation into code. Finally, what is next? I mean, what is next after the technical benefit of GitOps? What is next is the business value of GitOps. So as business value, there is here business continuity with GitOps. Why? Because without GitOps, it is hard to catch the operational knowledge of your team. And you have to manage the risk here because a human being can be sick, can leave the team, can leave the company. However, with GitOps, the operational knowledge is shipped as software through end-to-end automated pipeline. The team is building software and the software is delivered automatically, resulting on operating things quickly and automatically. The other also advantage is killing mindset of credits. Why? Without GitOps, each team member wants to show off, wants to approve that what's done, he does it, just to get the credits. With GitOps, each team member is a developer, where he push the code, then the version control system will take care about who did what and when, clearly and with very tough story history. Also, another advantage is breaking the silos. How? Without GitOps, the opportunity of collaboration among team with different functions is very low. But with GitOps, many team can talk with each other through pull requests. For example, my repository, my Git repository has inventory list. And I will update the inventory as software developer. However, the responsibility of reviewing this inventory is with the operation team. So, and because I am using, for example, code ownership, so automatically, if I change this file, a new reviewer will be added to the pull request from infra team or from operation team, and he will review my work. So here, all teams join the same dashboard, which is the pull request, and can review each other and can make the delivery go fast by this shift left review. And this is how we break the silos using Git, pull requests, peer review, code ownership, so on and so forth. And finally, GitOps will make the change more reliable. Why? Without GitOps, the team executes the change directly on the systems. So the potential of failure, the potential of risk is high. And that's why we, without GitOps, we have the individual responsibility. And we take care about makes things stable and to not touch anything. With GitOps, the code which presents the operational knowledge pass through many quality gates until being deployed. And this is how it works. So guys, we reach the end. Feel free to drop me any question you have now or to contact me later.